75 degrees and cloudy skies in Nashville. We do expect plenty of sun today, but not quite as hot as it has been. High in the upper 80s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Nashville now has its first set of regulations on data centers. The Metro Council passed rules last night limiting where they can be built based on their size and energy use, as well as limits on generating power on site using fossil fuels. The bill passed with broad support and little discussion. The council also passed a moratorium on new data center permits until December. A bill to buy the property where a controversial data center is planned near the zoo also advanced. The mayor's office is seeking to use eminent domain to halt that development. The city would have to convince a judge that the move is necessary for it to ultimately go through. A trial has begun this week in Nashville between social media company Meta and Tennessee's Attorney General's office. At the heart of the case is whether Instagram, which is owned by Meta, harms children and teens. The AG's office filed suit back in 2023, arguing that the social media app is addictive and harmful, especially for young people, ultimately breaking Tennessee consumer protection law. Meta has denied those claims and pointed to guardrails on its platform, like teen accounts that offer more security and privacy. The social media company also argues that a federal law called Section 230 shields it from liability for content that third parties, like Instagram users, publish on its platform. The Tennessean reports the state's case focuses more on how Instagram is designed. Tennessee will argue that features like infinite scroll and constant notifications get kids hooked on the app. Tennessee's far from alone in its suit. A total of 42 states have sued Meta for similar claims, but it's only the second to reach a trial. The first state was New Mexico, where Meta was ordered to pay $375 million. Well, Tennessee leaders have been at odds over whether to participate in the federal summer EBT program, which helps feed school-aged children who receive free or reduced-price meals after the school year ends. Jamison Miller with member station WKMS reports a Northwest Tennessee group is trying to help struggling families keep food on the table.
Feeding America estimates that more than 1 in 5 kids in nearly every Northwest Tennessee county experienced food insecurity in 2023, the latest year on record. Tony Torres is the director of the Southwest Human Resource Agency's Summer Nutrition Program, or SUN. The group stocks grab-and-go sites across its 24-county service region, in addition to delivering to those in need. He says SUN has added routes in Lake, Tipton, and Obion counties in response to high demand.
We've never done those before, so this is something that we're reaching out to make sure that more kids are being fed.
Sun gave out over 600,000 meals last summer, but Torres says this year they're on track to give out twice that. I'm Jamison Miller in Murray.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.